Hi, my name is Samira and I'm part of the operations team here at Kiria. Today's top tips is on choosing your commitments. For those of you who feel overstretched and overcommitted, this one is particularly for you. I'm hoping that it will encourage you that things don't have to stay the way that they are and that it's always possible to change things. So at the beginning of this year, let's reassess our commitments and any new opportunities in our path and be intentional about how we move forwards. So two things we're going to do first are to identify what is God saying to us and what are our goals for this year. To identify these goals and to get the ball rolling on this, you might ask yourself some of these questions. Is it a year of teaching or is it a year of learning? Is it a year of being stretched in your leadership or strengthened in your leadership? What are your values? Where do you want to spend your time? And is God asking you to prioritize a particular area? Once you've identified your goals and the direction of this year, it will be much easier for you to be able to strategize about how you move forward with these commitments. I personally mind map all the areas that I'm committed to in my life. You can do this as a list if you prefer, but I find doing this will help you be able to connect back to your goals and your values and identify which ones are in keeping with them and maybe which ones may not be. Might also be helpful to think about your last year's commitments and think about were you able to fully achieve and fully commit all that you had planned to, or do you need to make some changes? It's also worth thinking about if you have a tendency to overcommit or you're struggling with that, maybe understanding why you're overcommitting so that it can help you moving forwards. There's many reasons that we overcommit, and they can be a number of things. For example, we could feel validated by the achievement. We might find it really hard to say no or feel obligated, or we might find it really hard to trust other people, so we find it hard to delegate. It could even be because we're good at doing something and capable, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's the right thing for us to be doing. Whether we realize it or not, saying yes to something means saying no to something else. Do you need to make space and let go of some things so that you can better commit to the things that are in keeping with your goals and your direction for this coming year? You, your time, and your energy are really valuable. So choose to be intentional this year about how you use them.